Morrison, J.H. Nicola, Leroy. Circa April, 1889. Brethren Morrison and Nicola, I see by the notice in the papers that I am expected to attend the camp meeting in Iowa, but my appointment was given in the Review and Herald that I would be in Pennsylvania. After the meeting in Minneapolis, and the position you took there, and the Lord opened to me by His Holy Spirit that the reason you left was because you were afraid there would be a revival effort, and you would be moved to make confession of your wrong feelings, I was instructed that the Lord would not leave you in darkness to be enclosed with the atmosphere of unbelief, but again, He would set light before you in listening to the truth that He would give me to speak to you. I came to Des Moines, and the Lord wrought through His humble instrument. You were softened in spirit, and testimonies were born, showing that the Lord was striving by His Spirit with your hearts. I told you that the Lord was working with you, and I would give the Lord all the chance possible to work, and I would be silent. I was disappointed when no direct confession was made of the spirit you there possessed, for I knew you would not be free men until you did confess your way thoroughly out of the darkness to the light. For circumstances would arise where you would be brought over the ground again, and the same spirit would be revealed. And when God was moving upon your hearts, why did you not confess your wrongs? And why not make clean work? Why did you not come to the light? I was shown the true state of feelings and ideas existing in those who came to the conference. I had written to a brother who urged me to come to certain meetings for counsel. The answer I sent to him, I will send to you. I cannot think it would be the will of God for me to attend your camp meeting and make earnest efforts to present the light and truth as God shall lay the burden upon me, and you feel at liberty to work directly against me and seek to counteract the work I may be required of the Lord to do. I have many urgent invitations to attend camp meetings that are important, where my testimony will be appreciated. I have a desire to be in Iowa to speak to those who shall assemble, but I want to know if I am to have the presence of the Lord with me. If He bids me go to Iowa, gladly will I go. My heart yearns after the brethren and sisters in Iowa. They need a work done for them greatly. And you, my brethren, have not stood in that relation to God that He could work with your efforts. I have the tenderest feelings toward you, Brother Morrison, but I have told you the truth. God has given you ability, and His entrusted gift has been perverted. If sanctified, you can be a channel of light to His people. But you need a new conversion, the light from heaven to shine upon you. But there has been so much of self mingled with your labors that you have not been blessed of God yourself, and your labors have not been productive of good as they might have been. You close away from you light and power that you need so much. Brother Leroy Nicola, when you were sick in State Center, how my heart was burdened, and my prayer ascended to heaven in your behalf. Since that time that I felt the evidence your life would be spared, I have felt a deep interest that you should be all that God would have you to be. I have felt deep interest in your case. I knew God heard our prayers in your behalf, and I cannot express to you the sadness and distress that came upon me at the Minneapolis meeting, as I was sure you were pursuing a course that grieved the Spirit of God and caused Satan to triumph. I knew, for the Spirit of God taught me, that you were not in harmony with the Spirit of God. You had pride of heart, and a zeal not according to knowledge. I thought when you were away from the sadly exciting scenes that were alive at Minneapolis, you would see and sense your condition, and would seek to make these wrongs right. How I longed to see you at Des Moines take the right steps, not to please me, but to meet the mind of the Spirit of God. How I hoped and prayed, for I knew the Lord sent me to you for this very purpose. And when you said nothing, I felt sad, for I knew that your own soul you had wounded, and there was a way the wound could be healed, by your falling on the rock and being broken. I love your soul. I would make any sacrifice, could I, by any effort I may make, wipe out for you in the record books of heaven the things which transpired at Minneapolis. And this I cannot do. You alone, through the grace given of Jesus Christ, can do this work. Without me, says Christ, ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Postscript. I have a letter written to you while at Minneapolis, which I may send you if the Lord wills.